Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Illuminati Podcast, episode 264. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mike Martin. Today, joined by the one and only, I didn't think of something ahead of time. Oh, you know what? Fox and Andross of LA. Alex and Jesse.
Whoa, Fox and Andross.
I'm more of an Andross than Alex.
I feel comfortable as a fox.
Yeah. That was the only thought I had too. I was like, yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense.
I'm probably more like Peppy Hair than Fox if we're splitting hairs.
And yeah, I'm definitely, yeah. We all know. What's his name? I want to call him Toad, but he's not. Is it
You're
Toad?
Slippy?
Slippy?
Slippy. Yeah, the frog. You know I'm Slippy.
Yeah, you feel like a Slippy. If I was going to be anyone, I'd be the dog guy.
The dog.
Oh yeah, the guy on the ship, the admiral.
That'd be me.
We need your help, Star Fox.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I'll do my best, man. Don't worry about it, dog. I got this in the cut.
In the cut.
In the cut, okay, dude. That's late 90s.
I'll take care of this, no problem. Just sit back and relax, you old bastard.
Good luck.
I forgot how like nasty Fox gets.
I'm all horned up and ready to fly.
That's just me. Just me flying in on an R-Wing. Welcome back, Alex, by the way. After your week off, after your wedding, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Do I seem lighter without the sin that I was living in?
Mostly just because without the beard. As everybody on Patreon is seeing, the beard has been trimmed, the hair's been cut. You are a very kept man right now.
I'm so kept.
I heard and appreciate you, Alex. It was a good joke. I liked it.
I didn't get it. I'm too fucking autistic for jokes sometimes.
You know what? Yeah, probably.
No, absolutely. The shit flies over my head all the time.
It's all good.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Some might say the show was worse without you with Santel here. Others might say it was better. Some might just...
Santel is a wrecking ball.
He is. He's an absolute wrecking ball. He's a wrecking ball at the wedding.
Yeah, dude. I had such a good time seeing everybody in real life. It was so fun. Did we already talk about the UFO that you saw?
We left that for the Minnesota exclusive until you came back.
Oh my God.
I must stress. I was like, do it for Patreon. That's fun. And we did. And then in the Patreon episode, he's like, I'm just going to do it next week when Alex gets back too.
Alex told me not to tell him the story until I was on the microphone. So he still doesn't even know.
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. He has no fucking idea. He's been dealing with my nightly insanity for the past straight week, but we'll get to that part.
It's great because it's like, I feel like I'm profiling like a guy who does this now. I feel like I'm a writer who's like profiling a guy, and I'm like starting to understand this. Like, I'm living vicariously through Mathis, like figuring out like what happens when you see something in the sky and then suddenly you're like, the sky. And then like he's seeing shit that's legitimately kind of weird.
I got some of it on video for the last one, but I'll get to it. So, yeah. But not before. The only reason Alex was able to afford his wedding, patreon.com/IlluminatiPod.
Yeah. Here's what's up. I'm just really grateful that we have this wonderful show that we've been doing now for 45 years. And it's great that I was able to make this big step and turns out we're okay. You guys saved us. We made it. I'm going to be all right. So now we can go back to funding the show instead. We can go back to funding
haven't been paid in months.
Yeah, all this great research, all this great art. We can go back to funding that now instead of just funneling all the money into my wedding. So I just want to let everybody know, thanks. All clear. Thanks for that. My mom's
going to be real happy. I don't have to borrow money anymore.
I'm just going to insert myself here and say, for the legality of maybe we probably shouldn't say the money was funneled into your wedding as a joke, because maybe, just maybe, for tax purposes, that might not be funny to them. That might not be funny to the IRS.
All right. It's a bit.
Just going to put it out there.
It's a lie. I just bought a bunch of PS5s with the money. I'm going to sell them to buy crypto. It has nothing to do with my wedding.
You weirdly invested after they were commonly on the store shelves.
Yeah.
Somehow I feel like that might be better. Yeah.
We're converting our money into dark web money, some kind of untraceable money. That's what we're trying to do here, is convert the Patreon funds into untraceable money. And we're doing that by buying PS5. So thanks.
Right.
Patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. Head down there and support our very, very illegal crimes that we're doing.
If you ever buy a PS5 through eBay and you get a box of bricks, that's us.
Yeah.
We did that to you.
Yeah.
We're letting you know now, because you'll never track us.
Yeah.
The little letters that have been coming in all the General Mills packages and all that shit that have all the weird codes on them, that's us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything you order on Temu, that's us.
Yeah. We're just Temu.
We are Temu.
We own Temu.
Honestly, the Chilluminati would own Temu.
We do.
Do we own it? Does the Chilluminati own it?
We funneled our Patreon money together.
All the Patreon money has been funneled to a corporation in China, where we are secretly running Temu.
Yeah. We've teamed up with the Chinese government agency to run Temu. It's really bad, all the stuff that we're doing with this Patreon money. So please,
truly evil. Here's the thing, though, because technically it's your money.
You're the criminal.
You're on the hook. Right?
You guys are the ones doing it.
Thanks, everyone.
So patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. Get some nice art from Mel. Get episodes of our brand new show, Rotten Popcorn, and participate in one of the biggest scams ever perpetrated by people in our lifetimes.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, what are we doing today? Happy to be married. Yeah, happy to be back.
Gonna be in jail real soon. Kelly's gonna be visiting through a window. Welcome back, Alex. So we're gonna open with the UFO sighting, because let's get this out of the way and get it done. We talked about it in the minisode last week. So everybody who listened to the minisode at Patreon, there's some new updates for you in this retelling. So first and foremost, I landed in LA to go see Alex. For his wedding. I spent a couple days over in LA. It was actually really gorgeous out, like, weather wise. And your wedding was fucking beautiful. 10 out of 10.
That's great, because Pat gave it an 8.7 on our show, Not So Common.
Did he review your wedding, like, with a score?
Yeah, he cited mostly the heat and lack of mixers were the two dings.
Yo, honestly, that's a ding. That's a ding.
It's hot.
Yeah.
The mixers is fine. That's whatever. But there was a moment where it was so hot that I was like, y'all, I don't think I can forgive Alex for this. This is too hot.
It's too hot. It was hot for 30 minutes. It was like a little too hot.
So that's like, it's not a 10. That's like
we
a
had
9.
Hand fans.
Like, I had snagged.
We did have hand fans.
In the way back early, one of the benches under the shade, like I was in the back row and I was like hiding behind a plant. Like it was awkwardly kind of stuck away, but the shade saved it. I was not hot at all. So
not me.
No, I saw you were,
little bench thing with all of our friends. And then in front of us were giants.
Did you get
every person over six, like five that you knew was in front of us?
My entire family is all super tall. Did you get a chance to get one of the fake Monstera fans at least to sun yourself like a Southern Belle?
I didn't until it was given to me. I guess they noticed I was sweating like crazy.
This is like actively melting in front of
them. Like, here, you should have this. I was like, oh, thank God. Oh, Lord. Thank you so much.
I didn't realize that was the accent Jesse had for the rest of the wedding from there until the end.
He held that. He committed to that because he wasn't sure who knew and who didn't know.
So,
yeah.
As long as I had that fan.
First night I arrive. It's Saturday. I arrive like, I don't know, mid-afternoon, get to my Airbnb. Hilariously, Mel, friend of the podcast, artist for Patreon, and a bunch of other things, who was there for the wedding as well, was like, had the Airbnb in my backyard of my Airbnb. Like,
they were literally the same property. Yeah, it was like
the same property. Crazy. And her boyfriend were in there in the backyard. That was fucking,
like, what are the so odds wild. Of that?
And they booked it. I asked them. They booked theirs like 2 or 3 months before. I booked mine a week before. So, like, there was zero coordination. It was just complete bizarre luck.
Amazing.
So they were there. And at night, we sat in the front yard of my Airbnb. It was a nice little table out there. We were smoking and just kind of enjoying and chatting away for a while. And around, like, you know, just because of this podcast and my, you know, obsession with just, you know, UFOs in general and really enjoying that topic, I look at the sky a lot. I have seen all kinds of shit. None of it really all that unexplainable. Like, I've seen satellites, countless satellites. I've been able to see the ISS go over like our skies. I've seen meteors come, like little meteorites, like hitting the atmosphere. I saw one in LA, actually. I saw one the last night while I was there. One kind of came across the sky. Helicopters. I live
well-versed in lots of aerial phenomena.
I live right under a plane. I don't know what you call it. Plane highway, plane road. What do you call like that they fly along?
What? Oh, like a flight, like a flight path?
Right under a flight path for the airport. That's the word.
Yeah.
I say highway. I couldn't.
A railroad for airplanes.
Airplane road in the sky, in the air.
Jet railroad.
That's how they work, right? They skid along the sky road. So, you know, I see a bunch of planes super low flying over my house, like rattles the house if it's when it flies over kind of thing. So I see a lot of shit.
Rattles the
house?
Yeah,
a little bit, like a little vibration. Because, like, they're, I'm not telling you, like, I'm like right near. Like, I'm 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Either way.
Airplane. Exactly. Railroad.
Right under the airplane railroad.
Yeah.
So that night we were chatting. I'm looking up at the sky for the whole, pretty much the whole time we're smoking. It was just really nice. And then at a, like, I don't know, it was like somewhere around 10, 30.
Let me ask a question. Just like the skeptic in me. When you say pretty much the whole time we were smoking, how long was
bro,
that?
I smoke all day, every day. So like.
Sure. Okay. All right. Just.
I don't have hallucinations on weed. I wasn't popping mushrooms.
No, of course not.
Good Lord.
Come on, no.
He was
of course
there for
not.
Two nights. He was Just. There for two nights. He gave me his
weed.
Yeah,
I didn't finish it.
He made a dent. He made a dent, though.
Yeah, I shared it with dent. Two other people.
But I mean, you guys, you know, he made good use of it. A lot of times people, you know, come and they get weed and then they just give me like $400 worth of weed back. I was impressed.
And it never makes you paranoid. At all. No. So, like, it's fine.
No.
God, my tolerance.
We're
I've been smoking all day, every day for, like, 5 or 6 years straight. Like,
yeah. No, dude, it's
not a
fine.
Mechanism.
It's fine. Yeah, I won't even think about that while you tell the story.
I'm great.
Thank you so much to today's sponsor, IQ Bar, of which I've now run out of all their stuff twice because I keep eating it. Listen, when I wake up in the morning, I'm hungry, but I don't want to cook. It's just how it is. I don't know. I'm like a snail in the morning whose like shell is 2 times as heavy as it should be. And my eyes only open for food, but I don't want to cook food. I need food still. And that's where IQ Bar has come in the most handy. Grabbing one of their IQ bars in the morning, particularly the wild blueberry one, which is like my favorite, is just a nice, simple, filling, satisfying, and dare I say even delicious way to get my morning going. Their plant protein bars are the perfect low-carb, grab-and-go breakfast, and their IQ Mix Zero Sugar Hydration drinks replenish electrolytes lightning fast, and their IQ Joe Mushroom coffees are packed with magnesium, lion's mane, adaptogen, that's a word that I actually said the first time, and all this is to help keep you focused all day long. There's over 10,000 five-star reviews and counting, so people like this stuff, man, and I can attest, because again, I've eaten everything they've given me twice. So start each day right with IQ Bar's brain and body boosting bars, hydration mixes, and mushroom coffees. Their ultimate sampler pack includes all three. You get 7 IQ Bar flavors, 4 IQ Mix flavors, and 4 IQ Joe flavors. And today our listeners get an exclusive offer of 20% off plus free shipping. All you have to do is text CHILL to 64,000. That's text CHILL to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
He's great.
So anyway, I was just staring at the sky and on the left hand, like the corner of my eye, not even like right in front of me. I saw what looked like a satellite essentially. So I looked over and I see this little pinpoint light in the sky moving very slowly across. So I'm watching it. And after a couple seconds, as my eyes adjust because it's a little dimmer than some of the stars and it looks really high up there. I noticed that it actually has 3 lights blinking in a rotating triangular form. And as the eyes adjust, you can actually see what looks like a triangle way the fuck up there with those blinking lights in a rotation. But it was moving in a straight line. It was moving at a very slow, steady pace. There was no like change in speed. So I was just like, okay, it's probably a plane still. You don't know. I don't know what the fuck it could be. It's this plane, or maybe it is a satellite, or maybe it is the ISS. So anyway, but I'm still watching it. And as I notice the triangular flickering of the lights, I don't know what we're talking about, but I sit up from where I was sitting and I point and I go, am I fucking crazy or can you see that too? And Mel and Rob, her boyfriend, who were both there, both look up. And the Rob goes, the triangle with the flashing lights. And I go, yes, that, like that, exactly that. So I know they see it, but it's still moving. It hasn't done anything weird. Just moving in a straight line, about to like kind of go over where our view is and kind of where a lot of light pollution is. And that's when it doesn't stop. It doesn't turn. It maintains its axis. And then just in the same speed without, again, any change of rotation or whatever, it starts moving backwards the way it came. Like it, there was, and we watched it. It just kind of went, for anybody in video, I'm going to do my best here, but like it literally just kind of did this and then this right back. Like there was no,
it rules out almost any aircraft.
I guess so. Like I don't, I've tried to find drone.
It rules out almost any known aircraft besides
I'm always,
the drone,
yeah. I'm always hesitant to rule out drones. I've tried to find footage of drones. The problem with footage of drones, especially on YouTube, is they're mostly drone footage of the, from the drone themselves. Like, you know, it's a lot of like that. Not a lot of people take their phones out and record really far away drones, unless they think it's UFOs, which is what I've been trying to see. But anyway, so it's
the way you're describing it, though, it seems like it's too fast for a helicopter.
There was no, is zero sound. And the next night, I mean, that night too, but the next night as well, there were a ton of helicopters flying around. But that's like almost every time I'm in that area. So it's not special.
There's a lot of choppers.
Yeah,
in
there's
LA,
a lot of choppers.
Yeah. And they're not nearly as high.
And you
up
would,
as
you, if
think.
It was a tail light, you would see it, I imagine, swing around and turn when it goes the other way. It wouldn't go back,
well, I mean,
right?
And they can only maneuver so quickly, right? Like you don't see a chopper go like doop doop and like change direction like that. So that's kind of why I was kind of asking the question. It's like, are we saying it definitely wasn't an airplane for sure, but it definitely wasn't a helicopter?
No, I don't. Yeah, I confidently say that was no helicopter. But so it's still going backwards, and now it's going back along the same path that came on, and it's about to like go over my left, which is going over the house, which is where it originated from. And I said to them as it went back, I'm like, did you see that? And they're like, yeah, it's moving backwards now, but it's not, hasn't turned or anything. So when it gets to the edge over there, that's when it does something weird where it just stops there. It just hovers. It doesn't like wobble. It doesn't turn. It just gets right over the edge and then goes boop and it just stops. And it's there for, I don't know, couple seconds, maybe 3 or 4 seconds at most. And then it starts moving forward in front of us, like in the way I'm looking. I think it's north. I'd have to look at the map. But it just starts moving in that direction now. Again, none of this, during any of this, it hasn't pivoted on its axis at all. It has remained in a steady triangle. Either it's moving back on its flat side, moving forward on its pointed side, or onto the left or the right in weird angles. So it starts moving in that direction, and then it stops and it hovers again. And then it starts moving to our left, and it stops and it hovers again, and then it starts moving to our right. And at that moment, I said jokingly, just out loud, like, come on, fucking get, come over this way. Let me see you better. I want to see, like, come over here. And that's when it's afterward, it starts moving toward us. Now, again, probably just a coincidence. I like said it out loud. You can, Mel and Rob heard it. And during this time,
were
Rob
you just
took out his
losing
phone
your mind?
And I took out my phone, and we tried to see this thing on camera. The problem was it was so dim that the camera couldn't pick it up over any of the other shit around. We saw a plane also fly by during this, but it did not intersect like the thing itself. So there was no way for me to know if the thing was below it or above it. But we both tried to get it on our camera and we just couldn't get it. It was just like way too high.
Were you screaming
up
and shouting and yelling?
No,
and
I was more confused. Like I was like, every time it did something weird, I'm like, do you see it? Like it stopped. And I'm just like trying to confirm what I'm seeing with everybody else to make sure I'm not crazy. But it didn't move super close to us. It didn't like lower. It didn't go directly over. It just kind of moved in our direction for a little bit, stopped, hovered. And then after that, it went to our right and kind of just went into where the light pollution swallowed it. And we lost sight of it because
if you had to guess how far.
See, that's where I'm like, this is why I'm like, this is what's weird to me. If it was as high as it looked, that thing would have had to been enormous. It would have had to have been because that thing looked really fucking high, but I could still see like the triangle and the lights like in the three corners and shit.
But possibly could have been like a much smaller drone.
I just haven't seen any drone footage yet. I would love if anybody can have it. Ask us the minisode, but obviously, you know, maybe with a wider audience. a triangular drone that is physically a triangle with three rotating blinking lights. They looked white. They weren't like really any color at all. They were just white lights.
Did you see the shape? Yes, you could see like the full triangle, not just a dark shit color.
Well, I'm not saying you can see the details, but you could physically make out the triangle itself and the lights underneath.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is the human brain forms patterns, right? It's the reason why we see a face in bright or whatever, right? So my question is, was it the combination of lights plus basic shape that made it look like a triangle, or was it very clearly a triangle? Like, did you put pieces together in your head, or was it like, oh, that's a triangle?
So once I saw it, that's a triangle. That it looked like a physical object in the sky. It looked like something physical. The problem is I couldn't get details. It wasn't the lights creating the shape. I could see the lights within the shape, but like the details of the shape were so hard because it looked so fucking high up and it was so dim, but you could see the shape against the sky.
So it was dim and dark. It was dim. And so this is like black on black.
That's with white lights. And that's really all you have to work with. That's all you can see.
So there's the potential that there could be like those little propeller things on the side. And like all sorts of stuff.
Potentially, yes. I just want to see something that moves in the way it did, because drone or not, it didn't pivot on its axis. It didn't turn. It literally stayed on its triangular axis as it moved throughout, and then it disappeared. And then that was the end of it. That was the end of the encounter. It was about 3 to 5 minutes at most. Like, I would say probably closer to 3 or 4. I think 5 might be too much. We confirmed multiple times with all three of us. Everybody here saw it. Everybody within there saw it. And then we were just like,
what are the fucking odds?
It's just weird.
There's like something so mystical about it, because first you're like, Mel? And then you're like, UFO?
Mel said she had a great time just watching me watch it. But, she confirmed she saw. So did Rob. Rob tried to take his phone out and try to get on camera like I did. But it was just like,
it's like watching a baby being born. Math is seeing a UFO for the first time. The devil's bargain begins. I hope you didn't whisper any. I hope you didn't make too steep of a bargain.
He literally said, come over here, and it did. So I'm pretty sure
that's enough proof.
That's for him.
For some people, that would be enough proof. For me, I still can't rule out it's a drone. Who fucking knows, right? The drone technology is so wide now, but there didn't look like there was any momentum or inertia. It was the same speed with a perfect stop. There was no wobble, nothing. It just goes like, and it's done. And then it moved, and it stayed there, and then it moved. So take that as you will. The rest of the weekend.
If it's so if you view it as not a drone,
I don't know, maybe it's a military aircraft. Maybe it's something they're fucking with. Is there any military stuff near where you are, Alex, or like within a decent distance?
Where I'm at, like LAX, is right there. And there's a couple of military bases around, but I don't think anything where aircraft regularly take off.
Yeah. I mean, so I open it up to the audience. I would love links, videos, maybe some diagrams or whatever of like a particular drone that fits that description. Cause I'm not here and it's going to say, holy shit, it was aliens. All I can say, it was a weird thing in the sky that I have yet to find an explanation for online, but I'm also fairly like not knowledgeable in the drone world. So I'm just trying to like learn as I go as well. So the rest of the weekend, nothing happens, right? And I go home. I get home on Monday.
This is where I start going,
oh, I see how it makes people lose their minds. Like, I said this to Alex, I have to actively stop going outside and looking now because it's taking up my night. But like,
he goes out like 3 or 4 times a night.
Maybe more times. So I get home. It's Monday night, which is trash night for me. I grab my trash. I take it outside. It's like 11 p.m. right when I'm taking it out. And as I'm going outside between two houses right in front of me, which faces directly west, there was this what I thought was a star in the sky. It wasn't moving. It was bright as fuck. And it was flashing like red, orange, white, but not in like any pattern, just very fucking randomly and sporadically. I watched it for probably 5 minutes straight and just it didn't move. It didn't get dimmer. It didn't move up or down. So I told myself, okay, it's probably like Sirius or Venus or any of the number of things that I've seen in the sky that have caught my eye before, but I kind of was able to figure out the planet. It stopped me because it was so bright. It was just so much brighter than everything else, and it literally caught me and stopped me. But I wrote it off as a fucking star, and I went inside. 20 minutes later, my trash is full in the kitchen. I'm like, I got to go take this outside and just add it to the trash out there. As I walk out there, I'm looking up between the two houses and it's gone, just completely gone. And I said out loud, you've got to be fucking kidding me. And I walk out, I put the trash down. I start looking for the thing. I'm like, where is it? Did it actually just...
Can I ask you a question really quick, just to like, because it might be on some people's minds. Do you know how people feel sometimes like they get sort of like a notion or feeling when they have these types of events, like some sort of impression? Something sure. Like that?
I don't think I felt an impression.
I was going to say, do you feel any sort of connection between the thing that you saw here and the thing that
you saw?
I can't
say I do. Like, I can't. I didn't immediately go, oh, shit. Like, yeah, the UFO crazy part of my brain that is filled with knowledge that is probably useless to me is like, oh, shit, this is how it happens. The hitchhiker effect. You see it. It follows you, whatever. But I that doesn't click with me. They're so very different. And I've also now started, like, I sent you guys a video in July of something that was flickering. But again, the camera doesn't make it look as bright as it was. And it reminds me of it.
I can see the stuff. I can see the stuff in the footage. Like, he's not crazy. You know what I mean? Like, when he sends me the stuff, I see it. But it's enough for me to believe that he's looking at something in real life. But there's no value to it as like documentary
zero,
footage. At
zero
all.
Value. This reason it's not going on Reddit or anything. It's pointless. Like, it's just for myself to know that I saw something. So I go out there, it's fucking gone. And I get my heart like sank. Not like I'm scared, but almost like, are you like, what the fuck? And so I'm looking for it. Takes me maybe just a few seconds as I make my way out to the sidewalk and I fucking see it. It plummeted like way down below the tree line, like at the very base of where like I would
just
lose
like,
it to the horizon.
Just like
in between the leaves.
Right there.
And it's just bright as fuck flickering there. You can just catch it between the leaves. So I run in the house and I'm like, Jess, you have to come out here. And she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, just come out here and tell me. And so she comes outside and I'm like, tell me, do you see what I'm seeing? And she looks between the leaves. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's real bright. That's just a plane. And so we watch it for minutes and it doesn't move. It doesn't like turn. It doesn't rotate. It doesn't grow distant, more bright. It just sits there.
Does her opinion change on what it is?
She doesn't think it's a plane anymore. Yeah. She doesn't know what it is, but she doesn't say like, she's like, oh, that's not a plane. Cause like, it's clearly not an airplane. So we watch it for, I'd say maybe less time than I was out there by myself. So another 2-3 minutes before. I was just like, well, I'll come back out here in 20 minutes and see if it moved again. I'll time it basically the amount of time I went inside the first time to going up the next time. I didn't really think to get it on my phone. I didn't really like worry about it because I think there's a part of me that's like, this still could be something that like maybe it is a star, maybe it's something else in the sky. I don't know. So I go inside, 20 minutes pass, I go back out. And it is gone. Like, it's completely gone. It's not where it was. It hasn't moved. It's nowhere I could see it. It was a completely clear night and it was completely just gone. So this was that Monday night.
How close have you gotten to driving?
No, I haven't driven anywhere. I haven't gotten close because I wouldn't even know where to go. Like, honestly, like west, basically in that direction. start wandering.
To the mountain from the mashed potatoes.
Right. I'll start making my own mountain of mashed potatoes. I have to go there. So, you know, it's gone. And that was between 11 p.m. and midnight, all within under an hour from me seeing it the first time to it going away. It doesn't track with the stars. It doesn't track with how fast the horizon moves. I've done all my research. It's like, how quickly do things move through the sky? What is the closest thing that moves the quickest? Did, you know, like I did all my research. It isn't that. And so then I just was like, okay, well, I don't know what that was. Still could be a drone. Let me go out every night on those from that Monday night to the next Monday night at the same times, maybe a little earlier, to see if I can catch it in the sky. And then let me see if it's still there.
It's there every night.
And I was texting Alex every fucking night. I took pictures the next night, nothing. The night after that, nothing. The night after that, nothing, nothing all the way until the next Monday. I went out Monday night and at the same time, and it wasn't fucking there. It hasn't been in the sky since, except for when yesterday fucking happened and some weird shit that just was making me that this is the point where I was like, I have to put this away. Like, I have to put this down because I can feel the claws of like me trying to want to figure this out and it being
going
impossible
crazy. Yeah,
because there's just no way. So I went outside last night to bring the trash in because it was Tuesday night. And I was like, I'm going to, you know, I just went out to the front. I'm like, is it there? No, wasn't there. But on my left, I saw like what looked like a star flickering like crazy. Now, it was a little bit further away. It wasn't nearly as bright as the one on Monday, but it was flickering like that one. And so I watched it, didn't move. I watched it for probably longer than I should have, like a good 10 minutes, I think, passed overall. I was just outside sweating my ass off, watching it, didn't budge. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going inside. It's just a star. I'm losing my mind. About maybe half hour go by, and I'm like, I'm going back out there. Like, and this is where I was like, I need to go see if it's still there. And I went outside, and it fucking wasn't there. And this is where I started taking video. This is the moment where I start sending Alex video after video. I'm like, it's there.
He sends me like three videos. So
it's there, and it's not there. And I'm looking around, and now on my right hand side, there's one that's doing the fucking same thing. And I'm watching it, and I can actually see a star where I can like kind of measure it to. And
it does the same tree line thing.
Yes.
Too.
And so I see it. I'm like, okay, I'm going inside. I'll go come back out in a little bit. When I come back out, it dropped below the tree line in 10 minutes. So I'm watching it, and I'm actually on video doing this. And I think like the one where you see it disappear, right? Alex, you saw it
it just
goes
gone.
Away.
Yeah.
Like it's there. And then it just goes away. The thing that drove me insane, the fucking thing that I thought I was a star that I was measuring to, it disappears too. It's gone. And so I'm like, what the fuck? It's clear fucking out.
You need like a night. You need like a night.
And the thing is, and then the last thing that happened, that I was like, I'm done. I can't, because I don't know. What would have been between the two of them, somewhere in between, I watch a fucking light up here. I just see it arrive. And then the one that was, and I forgot to fucking even mention, I watched one of them dim out. The one on my left fucking went whoop and just dimmed like a light. Like somebody went to the dimmer. Remember that time? I think I saw that thing in the car that dimmed out, but there was a lot of potential explanations for that, which could potentially carry to this as well. But I watched it dim out on my left, and I watched the one in the middle yesterday fucking come in. I like watched it and for a few minutes, and that's when I went inside and I like sent the videos to Alex, and I even said to Jess, I'm like, I can't go out there. I'm like I don't know what, I don't know. I'm losing it. Like I'm starting to, like, am I starting to see things that would normally happen? But again, I look at the sky so often and I never see shit like that disappears and appears.
But are you looking with the, so I'm there is, there's the like a, to I see don't if know
if, I, famously, yeah, sorry, he famously looks all the time.
right. Sure. But there seems to be like a, I don't know if fallacy is the right word here, but the idea that because you think you saw something that was strange, you now see more strange things in the night sky, when really it was probably the exact same sky you've always looked at, but you're more hyper-focused on finding things.
Like confirmation bias.
Yeah, like you're looking for things. I mean, because like, I'm not going to poo-poo you. No. I'm not going to tell you what you saw or didn't see, but I will say that I appreciate that you're like, I have to stop, because 100%, it feels like when you look in the sky and you see things or don't see things, or what appears and doesn't appear, that's oftentimes anything from light pollution to clouds that are too high to see at night to any million things that could exist, that I'm going to say it's not sane to say it must be something that is not alien, just a natural occurrence, because you have no evidence.
No, why it drives me nuts, is because I'm trying to figure out what it is so I can have an answer to it. And you're right. Like, and as somebody who looks at the sky all the time, so as your eyes adjust constantly, depending on where you're looking in the sky and the light sources around you, you will see stars fade in. When I talk about watching it like appear, it's like I was looking in that direction because the other star had like vanished, and it wasn't in the corner of my eye from adjusting. The thing like was very bright and unmissable when it showed up. Could be anything, and I'm not saying it is or isn't anything in particular.
Sure.
The one that still gets me is the triangle one, is the one that to me is like the most weird. Like these light things are fucking bizarre, and I don't know what they are. And I have on camera one that disappears below the tree line. I sent it to Alex. Alex has it. I'll send it to you. But either way, like it doesn't give me an answer, right? It doesn't, just because I'm watching these lights disappear and shit doesn't mean it's not potentially drones, which leads me to the research I did throughout the week of trying to figure out, okay, if it's a drone, where are we looking? You know, how, so I look on the map, I find the FAA drone regulations map. I look at a few of them, and over to the east, about a mile or two out of from the east of me, there's like, it's free flying, like you don't need anything special permissions. But to the west, which is where I'm facing, which is like north of Houston,
that's where he's looking, it goes that way, seeing everything.
It's a drone flight restricted area. You have to get a special permission through the government to fly. It's all heavily restricted, and that makes sense to me because that's where planes are coming in and out of.
Well, is that public record?
Yeah, you can go look it up. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I mean, like, can you go look up anybody who's gotten a permit?
That I couldn't find, maybe, but I wasn't successful in my attempts to. The thing that I was trying to find too was, if they're flying, I would wonder if it's a FAA restricted drone, would they have to like let them know, and then maybe there would be like records of drones taking off and flying in the area because it's restricted, that I could look at, but I couldn't find anything. But that would be my next like thing that I was trying to get to, is like, I need to see like when were drones allowed to fly through X and X time on this night, or, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know where to even begin for that.
You need a skiesman. That's what I'm saying. You need like a night master. I don't even know what you call this guy.
And what I will say about the lights that showed up last night, the ones on my left and my right, while they were flickering and they were flickering the same colors, they were nowhere near as bright as the thing I saw last Monday. Like, just not even close. They looked about as bright as stars. The thing on Monday was just absurdly bright and caught like our attention to the point where it looked like a plane initially, and it just wasn't. So, you know, that's
I mean, when I
say plane initially, I mean because of its bright lights.
No, understood, but I'm more taking issue with it, but it wasn't. You don't know that. You don't know it wasn't.
If I stared at a plane for 5 minutes, it would change.
You don't know that it wasn't, though. You can't say it wasn't.
That would be,
that's too definitive. Okay. I'm not gonna let you get away with this one. I'll be on your side and let you say you saw something, but I'm not going to let you say it wasn't, period.
To have
a plane
have been where it was and then 20 minutes later to have plummeted to the depth that it was and then stay there as well for minutes at a time is weird as fuck for a plane.
I understand. It's weird as fuck for a plane. I'll accept that. But you can't say it wasn't, because we are literally surrounded by airports in this city.
It's weird. I'll just leave it at that.
That also could be angle. Could be direction.
But I stared at it for over 5 minutes, plane. And nowhere did it move at all. It just stayed in one place, maintained brightness. It's moving at 500 miles an hour. If it's a fucking plane, I would imagine it dim.
I get you. I'm not fighting you. I'm just saying you can't be definitive. I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you have this.
I don't think it's a plane. I would say it isn't a plane. I would say it might still be a drone, but plane seems like so impossible with like, how it just hovered there still as fuck and not moving an inch.
Here's the thing. All of what you just said, awesome. Sure. Okay. But I'm not going to let you say it wasn't a plane. You don't know that. Is it impossible? Potentially. Is it improbable? Maybe. Get the, what the hell is the Geekbusters? What the hell are those guys? Mythbusters.
Geekbusters.
I combined Geek Squad and Mythbusters to Geekbusters.
That's just a bullet. Geekbusters just shake you down for lunch money.
Yeah. Yeah, get those guys on it. Have them figure it out. Maybe it's improbable. I don't know. But, you can't say for sure it wasn't.
Based on his story and his description, I would say it's not my number one guess.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sure. That is totally fine. I gotta ground us. I gotta bring us back down to earth.
It sounds a lot more like a drone.
That's what I'm saying. I definitely don't think it's a plane, but drone, yeah. There's still, it's the fact that it's FAA restricted it's one of those things where it still doesn't rule it out, right? Like, especially
in your area, yeah. In your area, like, maybe because Texas is fucking big, you know, maybe the vectors for landing are like super.
Well, it's
straight.
An international airport, so like, I have no idea if that, well,
yeah.
That means.
Well, what I mean is like, maybe like the approaches are like super long and straight instead of how it is here in LA, where planes kind of like do these big do-si-dos around the airport because we got the coast on one side and all this stuff, and we have like limited space. So like, maybe you're looking up the asshole of the runways. Like, maybe you're looking in a way where like a plane here and a plane here is like a plane that has been slowly descending straight away from you for minutes at a time, right? But
that would be weird because the airport's a 15-minute drive. So why would it be a 20-minute descent flight?
No, but that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, that's the only thing I can think of where I'm like that's the only scenario I can think of, like, how could a plane ever look like it's hovering in my mind?
Well, what I will say is if I see this again, because I think I've seen it multiple times. I took that video in July and it reminds me of that. I'm going to fucking get a lawn chair and I'm sitting outside.
I thought you said you weren't going to do this anymore.
Well, I take trash out every Monday. So if I see it out there.
Oh, so you're going to do it.
If he sees it.
You're going to stop doing it, but not on Mondays.
If he sees it.
I take trash outside on Monday, so I'm going to look up.
If he sees it.
See it. I'm going to look.
The addiction is real. It got him. It got his hooks. This man said, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to put myself through this.
I'm not going out.
Except on Mondays.
I'm not going out. I'm done going out every hour, like from like fucking 11 to 1. I'm just going to go out when I have to be outside. And if I see it, I'm going to watch it.
I'm not going to do drugs anymore unless I go to clubs, in which case I'm a social drug user. I don't understand the problem.
It's only a problem if I'm naked and screaming at my neighbors while I'm sitting outside in the middle of the street at midnight.
Right. Like, right. Obviously.
That's the only time.
Otherwise, you know. Yeah.
So that's my UFO story, Alex. Did it help? Did it live up to your expectations?
I like it because it's you kind of getting this experience.
That's the other part. I hate that it's me.
Yeah. It's great. It's great that it's you, mm-hmm. because you're like the one who's been dying.
Yeah, but
for this.
If any one of you were with me, it would have made it so much better, but it's me. And I understand the brand that I've built.
Well, Mel was there at least. Myself. Mel and Rob were there at least.
Yes, like, Mel and Rob
the
were
one
there.
You saw in
they
LA
can verify
was,
100%.
And Jess was there
for the other one at home. Yeah. Right.
She saw
the bright light.
She saw
this
thing.
A plane. We watched it, and she even said, "That's not a plane." But anyway,
so yeah, I don't know.
Regardless, that's the end. Obviously, it's going to be a bit of a lighter episode. Everybody, we're going to be jumping into some listener stories here in a minute. We haven't done listener stories in since March,
15 years.
Since March,
yeah.
Also, I started working on this the what I wanted to be today's episode, but it's one of those the rabbit hole went a little deeper than I expected. And as I was putting everything together, I was like, no. We'll be looking at the lost continent of Lemuria very, very, very
ooh,
soon.
What?
Consider that Lemuria. The chapter, the partner story to Atlantis.
I'm so excited. I can't wait for that.
Lemuria is such, I looked back. I was like, we haven't done Lemuria yet? Oh, shit. That feels like one of the ones
that's kind of lit. Lemuria's gonna be great. It feels like episode 5 was Lemuria.
It's fucking insane. Yeah. And if you thought Atlantis was crazy, Lemuria is going to be insane. So today, we're diving into some reader stories, some listener stories, rather, from all across the Discord, the subreddit, some really good ones. Boys, did you open it? Do you have it?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I have it.
Somehow I'm logged in as you also, which is odd.
Weird. But
that's true. I am also you right now.
Oh, bizarre.
Clones?
Now that, oh shit, I'm a clone. I'm a star child. That's what that.
Do you think that they? Do you think they took you up and were clones of you?
Dude, I looked to make sure I didn't have
you anonymous skunk.
Alex, I said missing time. Like, nope, no missing.
Genuine
time
yet. Question, yeah. Mathis. Do you think there's a percentage chance, a non-zero chance, that you were abducted, and this is in fact all in your head? Making you go through the motions of your normal life.
So the Matrix?
In like the Matrix.
Yeah, but it's like it's all in your head and you're just on a table somewhere and there's aliens
right
poking
now.
You.
Poking me right now? Well, if that's the case, well, I would say it's like a 0.0, like a 0.5% chance happening.
So there's a chance.
Because the brain can do anything. A 0.5.
The storyteller in me is saying like if he's having the similar alien experience in Texas and in California, that's probably a
chance.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm saying. Like,
point.
But it doesn't make a lot of sense that it would go right towards you and then it would just be fine.
Are they like watching my dreams? Like, are they watching all of this? Are they monitoring this reality?
Do you remember going to bed that night? Yeah. Oh, well,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well.
But that might be part of the program, right? Like, I'm.
Yeah, that's true. They might have just put you in the to bed.
Come on. Hallucination. Like, I beg you, let me free. I want to experience this. Come on.
Just let him, just talk to him about some shit that happened in galactic history and then like wipe his memory so that in like 7 years he can like kind of remember what he needs to like get
over. After this podcast has gone under, I'm living on the street screaming with a tinfoil hat on and I just need something to fucking latch to.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Just wake up.
Self-published Amazon.
That's, yeah, you know that's happening. Up. I'll be the self.
Do you hear something, man? I don't hear anything either.
No.
Huh?
It's weird.
Weird?
Wake up.
Huh. What?
What? You guys don't hear
Mathis,
that?
We're your friends. Wake up, Mathis, we're your friends.
I just get up. I put my headphones down. I just walk away. I have to go. All right. We're going to start with some reader stories. I'll take the first one because it's UFO related and we might as well start with the UFO story.
It's a fun little UFO story.
That's what he said. It's a fun little UFO story. This is from SignificantNeck281 on Reddit.
Great username.
Hey, y'all. I never thought I'd be able to post an experience here, but I finally have some time to jot down a cool potential UFO experience I may have had. As one most always state, I'm a Jesse. So I'll try and disprove any UFO once I retell it. But honestly, whether it was something or not, it's just cool anyway. So way back in early June, an ex invited me to go to an all-time low show at Red Rocks.
All-time low is a band. It's a band.
I figured it was a band. I don't know who they are. Red Rocks
is a location where a band might perform.
Okay. Yeah.
Red Rocks is an incredible, incredible amphitheater. Oh, it's absolutely cosmic in general. Like
cosmic.
The fact that this is, if that's the, that this is the setting of this is very, typical of how it feels to be at Red Rocks.
Interesting. They go on to say, I was super excited because it was my first time going there and I had only heard cool things. Well, just like I did. We got there a couple hours early, pre-gamed a bit, and then enjoyed the show. The view is absolutely incredible. If you ever get to ever have the chance, but if you've been, you know, you have just a pretty open view of the sky. I personally did not see anything at Red Rocks, but apparently other people did. My story continues on the way back home, though. I was driving back up north to get her home, to get home around, I don't know, like 11:30. And I had a Celsius since I was a bit tired. What's a Celsius?
It's an energy drink, low calorie.
Oh, wow. All of a sudden I see these lights in the sky going west to east. There were like five or six lights in a row, super close together, flying very low and very fast. Like I watched them come into view, had to check traffic real quick. And when I looked back to find them, they were out of vision. It definitely didn't look like any plane or helicopter I've seen. So I was like, that's weird, and kept driving. When I got home, I texted my ex about it, and she said that Alex Gasgarth made a post on Insta asking if anyone had seen the UFOs during the show. A couple days later, an article came out about how Red Rocks had seen an uptick in UFOs lately, too. If you find this Reddit post, there's a link to it. Now I know it's not much, but it was just a cool little thing that happened to me. Like I said, I'm a Jesse, so here's my attempt to disprove it. The part of Colorado I was in when I saw it is mostly planes with nothing around, so it was super dark. I couldn't see the structure of the craft, so it could easily have been a plane or something. As far as I know, there is one regional airport kind of close, but I've never seen planes from that area, from there in that area. But you could probably persuade me the lights I saw were a private jet or something like that. Doesn't explain how low and fast it was going, though. I was also really tired, so maybe I was just hallucinating too. Anyway, that's pretty much it. This went on a lot longer than I expected. Feel free to chime in. No, that wasn't long at all. My question, I guess, would have been if they looked low and flying, were they making any noise? Was there any sound? If they were as low as like you saying they were, because that could indicate plane right there, because you can hear a plane pretty high up there still.
Would you have heard it over the sound of the concert, though?
Very true. That's right. Yeah. But he did see them on the drive home. Very quickly.
Would you have heard it over the sound of the road or the sound of music? Or
that's true.
Well, if it was low, maybe.
Right. I guess. So like was he saying? Either way, it's one of those things that easily could be, like you said, a plane potentially, could be drones. I mean, it could be a line of drones, especially if they were at a concert. I don't know if there was drone shows or people with drones, but that could have been it if they were low flying fast. But it's still interesting because it does like leave you going, I don't know. Weird. And we'll move on to the next one. We'll go ahead and Jesse, why don't you take this next one?
Familial paranormal experiences. Brutalist Discord.
Well, Brutalist from Discord. I should have put from.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like, I was like, what a cool screen
Brutalist
name.
Discord. I'm like, I want to jump in the Brutalist Discord.
Is like a band name.
Hey, concrete, plants, what's good? Light? Yeah.
Hey, I want to share a series of experiences I've had involving my grandfather on my mother's side. The first happened a few years after my grandfather passed away. Around the mid-2000s, my grandmother moved into an assisted living facility, and I was about 17 or 18 at the time. We needed to clear out their house for sale, so I went over with my friend Phil and his girlfriend Mandy to get a snowboard I had stored in their basement. I honestly, for a brief moment, I thought grandma snowboarded, and I was like, yo, dude, let's go.
She's fucking shredding some gnar on the fucking mountain.
Yeah, she was snooching Gucci's, buddy. Yeah, I had for a moment. You I was there.
Fresh powder.
At the time, I was recovering from a back injury from skateboarding and was taking Tylenol 3 as prescribed for the...
Tylenol 3, dude. What's 3? The third Tylenol ever?
Is there some secret government Tylenol?
That's a limited time at Tylenol.
Tylenol 3? Damn, I want that. I want Tylenol 3 as prescribed for the pain.
It's like where Sub-Zero doesn't have his mask on in that one.
I mention this because it might explain the strangeness of what happened. Yo, Tylenol 3 makes you experience...
I need to Google Tylenol 3.
Tylenol 3 makes you... I need to know more about Tylenol 3. That's the real story. Eye lasers?
Yeah.
And you go really fast on Tylenol 3.
All right, I'm going to keep going, but you let me know about Tylenol 3.
Tylenol codeine number 3? So it's like a codeine...
Codeine?
It's like a codeine painkiller.
Okay, so that explains why you're going to need a prescription.
Yep.
But let's over-the-counter that soon, government.
Yeah, come on now.
We arrived at the house after dark. Using the key, we entered and made our way down a long staircase, straight staircase, into the basement. The basement had a vintage feel, with wood paneling from the 1950s. There was a light at the top of the stairs, but the switches for the other lights were downstairs, so it was pretty dark by the time we reached the bottom. At the bottom, two rooms faced the staircase, separated by a small partition wall with a fire extinguisher hanging on it. The room on the left was set up like a bed and breakfast, while the other was an unfinished laundry and storage room. At the bottom, I stopped and was briefly looking the old orange fire extinguisher. Looking at the orange fire extinguisher, trying to find out its age with Phil standing on my left. Suddenly, a bright light emerged from the laundry room on my right. It was a soft fog light, hard to describe. I must have said something like, "What the hell was that?" and turned to see Phil looking terrified. Without saying a word, we both ran up the stairs and out of the house. Mandy saw us rush out. We left her behind and asked what happened.
She's gone.
Phil said he saw a face made of smoke and light come from the room and go into my face. Before you ask, no, I don't think he was high. His reaction seemed genuine, and we stood in the driveway trying to make sense of what we experienced. My grandparents' place was a 5-hour drive from my house in a different province. So after some courage building and maybe a bit of bravado to man up in front of his girlfriend, Phil and I agreed to go back in, getting the stuff and get out. We ran down, grabbed my snowboard from the B&B room, and flew back up, almost tripping over each other as not to be the one in the back. This is not really relevant, oof. But when we got outside, his girlfriend, knowing we were already on edge, hid behind a bush and jumped out at us. Dick move. It worked. We almost shit ourselves and we're pissed. No, I'm with the girlfriend.
Yeah,
great move.
Yeah, fuck him.
Great
move. Funny.
She's a keeper. I only brought it up again a couple of times over the years, but Phil never wanted to discuss that night again. When I got back home, I told my mom about the incident. She freaked out and shared that shortly after my grandfather's death, she and a friend went to the basement, and her friend's usually very quiet dog stood in the same laundry room barking like crazy. Fast forward a few years later, my now wife and I visited my grandmother in the hospital. She was barely lucid, but said to us, "My husband's here to get me." On a drive home, we got a call to say that she had passed away.
Wow.
Lastly, another odd incident happened at our family cottage. My mom and her husband had friends over from Montreal, and we were all sleeping when we heard a scream and the sound of a dish breaking. We rushed to the kitchen to find one of their friends terrified. She said she saw a man sitting in a chair at the table and then proceeded to describe my grandfather. This convinced my mom that Grampy was somehow connected to me. I remain uncertain, kind of... between belief and skepticism. I've never seen anything else, but these experiences have stayed with me. I like it. You know what? It's solid. It's all over the place, but it all tracks back to Grandpa. I think that's good. We got smoke monsters. We got lights.
I don't know about smoke face. Like, I don't know what's up with that. Like, that seems like less of a Grandpa vibe.
If Grandpa smoked, he could have like Gandalf his face into some smoke.
He was like,
yeah. Like, isn't that? I love how it all tracks back to Grandpa, and it's not like it's trying to hurt us. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, he was freaked out by it. I'm here for it.
The part where the smoke face goes into his face is definitely like a weird.
Maybe he was blowing a kiss.
Like, I feel like that would traumatize me for the rest of my life if the smoke face was just
fair
like
enough.
Right in my face.
Also, it's Canadian, so like, who knows what goes on up there?
That's true. They're fucking crazy up there.
Like, what's really going on up in Canada? Like, do we?
I don't think they got Tylenol 3 in Canada.
Maybe we don't have Tylenol 3 here in the States. Maybe that's
probably
the
truth, yeah. Actually. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Tylenol 3, dude. That's the weirdest shit I've ever
heard. I'm so jealous. That's what happens when you have
Is that like slang? Or is that the name of a product?
According to Matt, it's Tylenol 3 is a real thing.
It is a Tylenol number 3 is what it was called. And
Tylenol 3, Tylenol,
there was a all Tylenol right. number 4, and I assume at 1 and 2 as well. It's just like the dosage or like the amount of codeine to the acetaminophen or whatever it's else is in there.
Yeah, it's codeine and it's acetaminophen, and it's a mix of the two. And yeah, it's literally called, whoa, gentlemen, here's the question. There is, if you thought Tylenol 3 was good, have you heard of Tylenol 4? Because it exists. Tylenol 4, same thing, except it contains 30 more milligrams of codeine.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's got to be. Yeah. Each one's like more and more codeine.
Each one's a little bit more. Yo, I want that Tylenol 12, dude. Hook me up.
Yeah, Tylenol. Yeah,
Tylenol 420.
Tylenol 420.
Yeah.
Hey, we're geniuses. Yeah. Great minds think alike.
Alex, speaking of drugs, why don't you take this next one?
This one is from Pacman850 from Discord. I got a story for y'all. I posted this a few years ago on the subreddit, but wanted to reshare as I've consulted and had more expert consultations. I know often listener stories tend to get debunked, but I want to just state that this real story that happened, while at this point it's become a bit of a joke with my family and friends, it was the most terrifying night of my adult life. Go back to February of 2021. COVID pandemic in the US is nearly hitting its 1-year mark. I'm a senior in college. The last year has been a painstaking year of online classes, canceled practicums, and more. I'm completing one of my final things for my grad requirements, and I decide to celebrate by relaxing. So I take my typical amount. Oh, wait. I mean full-blown relaxing. Taking some CBD gummies and watching Pokemon-type relaxing. Oh, yeah. So I take my typical amount that I would at that time, and it's going. I'm relaxing. I'm on my computer trying to complete an online training before I fully decompress. I start to notice that the audio on the training is looping, not literally, but mentally. The robotic voice is echoing and playing over and over in my brain. I go, huh?
Thought weird, loops, bro.
Huh?
Drink some water, try to make sure to calm down. As someone with severe anxiety, I just assumed I was having an anxiety attack. I walk down from my office and lay in bed for a while, just listening to some meditations and trying to calm down. My heartbeat, according to my watch, is around 150, which is higher than I get typically when working out. At this point, I'm not only feeling my heart race, I'm feeling sensations of my blood coursing through my body, I'm feeling it pump through my heart's chambers, and I'm freaking out at this point. I additionally began to see minor hallucinations and hearing things. I stumble out of my bedroom and tell my roommate to call 911 because I'm convinced I'm having a heart attack. My roommate, who doesn't handle crises well, was a champ.
My immediate question is, are you sure they were only CBD gummies and had no THC in them? Because this sounds like...
Well, we'll see. I don't know how the story's going to end, you know? She calls, and I'm hovering over the toilet trying to vomit whatever is causing this. While waiting on EMTs to arrive, the police show up first. Shoutouts to the cops for shining their flashlights directly into my eyes. That was super cool and helpful. Naturally, this only elevates my anxiety as I'm fearful. Not only am I about to die, there are police here. They did help me get up, which was nice, given my nearly 6.5 feet, 250-pound body is turned into jello, and I can hardly move. EMTs arrive, and of all the things, they sit me down in a spinning computer chair. This begins to really kick in the body hallucinations as I roll back a bit and feel like I was slammed back by a vehicle. The visuals are only increasing, and it's at this point we accept I need to go to the hospital. The EMTs throw me on a stretcher, and as they take me out of our house, they drop me about 6 inches onto the sidewalk.
Jeez.
With that, I have full-blown ego death and comes to terms with this might
Holy
be it.
Jesus Christ, bro.
What is...
While it was a minor fall, it was at this point I felt the very essence of my soul begin tearing apart from my body.
Man, those weren't CBD through my gummies, eyes, man. They I just weren't.
Through my eyes, I could see an ethereal blue slowly pulling away tendon, sinew, and more from my body. I'm screaming bloody murder as they load me in the ambulance because I'm thinking that this is it. I'm witnessing my body peeling away from me. Once the ambulance began moving, the inertia throws me back to my body, although I feel like I'm falling in multiple directions. My hallucinations are now kaleidoscopic memories of things from my childhood. Old Legos, cartoons, games, all happening within fractals. My dead relatives are there as well. And then, the most stupid part of the hallucinations, in my EMT's face is a swirling blue and green enigma of the Green Hill Zone in Sonic 1. They are taking care of me, but I am just watching a little blue guy collect coins in their irises. After what felt like an eternity, we arrive to the emergency room. Upon arrival, I tell the staff of probably 20 people or more that I'm going to vomit. I'm having seizure-like movements with my arms and fingers, and I am screaming for a bag or something. Then, in the most harrowing of times, I projectile vomited on every single staff member in a 5-foot radius. If somehow you were one of the people treating me, please forgive me. After that horrendous sequence of events, I begin to come down. The staff treats me well and gets me feeling better. We have me take a tox test, and the only thing that shows up is marijuana. Turns out, on the list, on the test, they had me take only screenings for like 6 things, so they labeled it as marijuana OD, essentially saying I greened out. Given the low amount I had consumed and the fact of what it was, I refused to believe it. For a while, we thought it was somehow ayahuasca, given the onset time and duration. But it just made no sense to be that. Upon talking with some psychonauts,
I love that name.
Other medical professionals, we are pretty sure it was a 4-ACO-DMT that I was essentially drugged with. Again, at this point, it's kind of just an amusing story, but when it occurred, I was fully under the impression that I was going to die. For funsies, I included a few renders of what I saw. I'm not an artist by any means, so this was as close as I could get using a collider.
Do you not have those?
Yep, I shot you a link in chat. They're on the Discord as well for anybody who's on the Patreon and in Discord.
We got the Gatsos. This is from Pac-Man 850. We got the Gatsos.
Yo, I would be absolutely... all this checks out. I would be the same.
Yep.
If I looked into your irises and saw Sonic, I would be flipping out.
Fractals. Yeah. Insane.
I was going to say, seeing absolutely the fractals insane. Like that wasn't... That couldn't have been CBD. Yeah, it sounds like it was definitely laced with some sort of hallucinogenic.
CBD...
Ego
is
death
not
is
psychoactive
like
holy, in any
yeah,
way.
No, exactly. Having an ego death
you
is
feel
like
kind of nice.
Holy
maybe.
Shit!
Allegedly,
having DMT, yeah. Good lord, and not knowing, I can't imagine that would have been the worst. That would have been the absolute fucking worst. All right, I'm sorry for that happened to you, sir. Hopefully, you feel better. I'd be curious if this individual has any interest in like hallucinogenics ever in his life, or if like that one was just like it ruined it.
What if it was a flashback, you know?
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Do those really happen?
I've heard about that, but I've never met anybody who's had like acid flashbacks or whatever. I heard like, you crack your back and it like releases it or something.
Suddenly, like,
you're
like,
oh,
back.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no. Okay, let's move on to the next one and probably the last one of the day. This one is my Indian ghost slash Jin murder story from Death Wish 2022 on Reddit.
Oh, holy shit. Is this going to get dark?
We'll see. Let's find out.
Murder.
My mom's
Death Wish.
It's crazy. My mom's dad's side of the family was originally from northern India. Back in the 50s, with the British making a mess of the place and all that, there was a lot of crime being committed.
My mom's dad's.
Most of it went unsolved, but especially so if the victims were ethnic minorities or discriminated against in one way or another.
Back in the 50s.
Yeah, that ended sure. after yeah. that. The 50s were done.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandpa's mom was quite young at the time of the mysterious death, and she passed the story down to him before she died. He passed it to his wife, my grandma, who told my mom, who told me. It's supposed to be a secret since something like this carries a lot of shame back home. But over time, my family's begun to see it as something cool to tell at parties.
If somebody's murdered, it's shameful if somebody's murdered.
I mean, but it sounds like it's like a, you know, the game of telephone there. I wonder if they how much of it is even like real, like factual. I mean, I don't know. Weird. Right. This is the story of my great great grandfather's death and possible murder, aka my mom's dad's mom's dad.
Mom's dad's mom's dad's. That's like a beatboxing.
Oh, yeah, a little practice.
Mom's and dad's and mom's and dad's and
mom's dad's. Mom's dad's mom's dad's.
My great great grandfather was very into mysticism and spirituality, but especially jinns. So, in South Asian cultures, but especially Sunni Muslim culture, jinns are neutral entities. Just like people, they can be good or bad. They're pretty much human-like entities that live for thousands of years and are invisible to the naked eye. Some people say they can show themselves to a select few people at will, but mostly choose not to. My great-great-grandpa would spend at least a few hours a day locked up in a spare room in his house talking to what he claimed were jinns. He'd go in with multiple servings of food, more than one man could eat, and come back with plates emptied. He never let his wife in and forbade her from ever entering as she would, quote, live to regret it. That's very ominous.
What?
So she decided to do exactly that. One day when he was out running some errands, she decided to take a peek at what was going on in that room. Inside, she was met with tens of animal bones, a large talisman collection, and some salt circles. The usual ritualistic setup, you know? She freaked the fuck out, knocking over some of the stuff he had set up in the room. She knew he was obsessed, but not the true extent of his obsession since she'd never been inside the room. She quickly tried to make it look as it had before she'd made a mess of the place and tried her best to return to her normal routine. A couple hours later, her husband returned, extremely distraught. The thing is, there was no way for him to have known what had happened. Later on, she told people that the jinns had informed him of the mess in the room and were angry with him, so he had returned home quicker than expected in hopes of appeasing them. He ran to the room, locked himself in there, and never came out. Hours after the whole fiasco, she tried to get him to come out for dinner, but was met with silence. She thought he was upset with her and decided to give him some space. In the morning, he still wasn't out. That's when she decided to get some of her neighbors to break down the door. It took them a while since most doors back home are made of metal, but once they got it open, they regretted ever even trying. They were met with what used to be my great-great-grandpa's body, chopped up like a sushi roll, slabs of his corpse strewn about. She told them what I've told y'all, and they brought her story that it was the jinns that murdered him since they were angry with him. I think there was something else going on. I have a personal theory that no one else in my family buys. She murdered him, likely with an accomplice, because of all the chopping is a lot of work, and got away with it because A, he was not someone the cops cared about because he was an ethnic minority and part of a caste that was heavily discriminated against, and B, his wife, who by people standards married down, would never hurt him. And even if she had, he probably deserved it. And lastly, C, jinns were pretty common scapegoat for murder in a hyper-religious community back then. It seems all too convenient for her since she instantly remarried to a man that she'd been seeing when her ex was still alive, and she gained ownership of all her ex's property. Her daughter, mom's dad's mom, was too young to have testified to what happened and eventually forgot most things about her bio dad till she got older and asked and was told the jinn story. Plus, wouldn't she have heard his screams? The walls aren't that thick back home. And that's where the story ends.
Holy fucking shit. Dude.
Wild. That's what my brain would go to. I think nowadays, especially, is like, sounds like she just murdered him. Like,
that's the wildest reader story that I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's up there. It's crazy. Yeah, Jesse?
That's the wildest reader story.
I don't even know what to say.
Read like a Salman Rushdie book.
Yeah, I'm with the idea that it was a murder and that the wife probably did it. Because just based on the idea of like, don't come in this room, and if you do, it'll be bad for you. That is the vibe of like, oh, that's not a healthy household.
It's a literary device.
I'm trying to imagine her going into the room and then freaking out to the point where she knocked things over. It was like, oh, gotta get out of here, and like knocked a couple things over, serendipitously pissing off the Jin.
I'm not gonna like be like, this lady killed this man, because I don't know these people and they're real people, so I don't know, but like,
also chopped up like a sushi roll. Why would they kill him?
Chopped up like a sushi roll.
Why would they kill him?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, maybe just to punish him. I don't know. Crazy fucking story. Jins are a really awesome part of like Indian culture, and I would love to do an episode all about.
Yeah, there's some cool like videos of people catching them on camera out there. It's very wild. It's all very cool.
I know. We've like flirted with them.
Yeah, we've talked about them a little bit in the Cryptids of India episode. Which is why they posted this. They said it was the Indian.
Of course. So, yeah.
It's crazy. But on that, gentlemen, we'll wrap the episode up. A nice little relaxed one for us.
Next
week, Lemuria, baby. I don't know if it's going to be a multi-parter or not right now. It feels like it might. I'm going to try not to have it be a multi-parter if I possibly can.
It's going to be a multi-parter. We'll see you in 3 weeks for another topic.
Well, you're off to patreon.com/Chilluminati Pod to do a mini-sode for everybody. Thank you guys so much for supporting us. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Also, I'm married now, so I can write episodes again. Get ready.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chilluminati Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Martin, joined by the... I don't know who they are. There's two.
What?
Terrence Hill and Bud Spencer.
No.
Neo and Trinity.
No.
I don't understand, and I probably never will. Let me just tell you right now that there's two. Leon Kennedy and Claire Redfield.
I'm telling you, I think he literally just looked up famous duos.
Cheech and Chong.
And has just been going through the list ever since.
I'm trying to dig deep. Which one of you is Dick Powell?
Me?
Your name's Jesse Cox.
I want to Illuminati. I want my mind. I want to Illuminati. I want my mind. I want to Illuminati. I want to Illuminati.
Everybody, welcome back to the Chilluminati Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mike Martin, joined by Alex and Jesse. Like a shooting star across the sky that's actually a UFO.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.